The boom is the long, slender arm that slowly lowers from the back of the KC-135. It's a hard-shelled hose that serves as the conduit between one of the plane's 10 fuel tanks and the gas tank in the receiving aircraft. When it's time to fill up, Senior Airman Nicholas Selle says the plane that's to receive the fuel approaches the back of the tanker. It gets as close as 50 feet. The boom operator coordinates that delicate dance between the two aircraft.
Once the receiver gets close, like, I would take over the radios and talk to them every step of the way. And then we have gauges telling us where the boom is at, if they're too high, too low, too close, too far out. And based off that, I'll give them a correction on where they need to move to stay inside the, we call it the envelope of where the receiver needs to be.
At that point, Selle has a bird's eye view and is sometimes uncomfortably close to the approaching aircraft.
Basically, we have to take our own responsibility for ignoring FAA rules, because FAA won't allow you that close, so we take it on our own responsibility to get them that close. And there's been numerous times where I thought something was going to break, the jet was going to run into us or something. So, but that's what we train for.
The boom allows the KC-135 to refuel U.S. Air Force planes. The tanker also has a second refueling option for U.S. Navy and NATO planes.
You see these two black kind of like wings? That's the rotavators, which you fly the boom up and down.
Airman First Class Dalton Eggleston and First Lieutenant Ryan Dote escort me to the back of a parked KC-135. The plane's huge tail hangs over us. Dote directs my attention to a feature toward the end of the right wing. He calls it a MIPR, or multi-point refueling system.
As if you can see, there's kind of like a basket on the end of it. Those come out on a long tube, and Navy and foreign aircraft don't use a what we call a receiving receptacle. So we put the boom into a receptacle. They actually have one that pops out, and they have to fly it into the drogue.
The drogue is the cone-shaped basket to which Dote referred. Eggleston says it is where the receiving aircraft inserts its own hose.
Really, with that, they're doing all the work.
Our job is essentially to make sure that that will give them gas.
Yeah.
We can't guide them, direct them. That's all on them to be able to do that.
Pretty much they just fly the airplane, so it's like, it's pretty simple actually. It's really nice.
Nice for the tanker maybe, but Dote says it's a nerve-wracking way for Navy planes to fill up.
The drogue is notoriously difficult to refuel off of, so they've nicknamed it the Iron Maiden.
The boom operator isn't a pilot, but like learning how to fly, learning how to manipulate the boom and work with other aircraft is one that takes months of study, says Nicholas Selle.
You start out in a simulator, and you do multiple simulators of how to refuel and how to back with the pilots on all their gauges up front. And then after that, you take about maybe a dozen flights or so with an instructor, and then after that, you're good to fly on your own.
And like pilots, boom operators are sent out on long deployments. Dalton Eggleston says he looks forward to his first stint in a few months. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.